Back from quarantine for the Tigers. A visit to Upper East Tennessee for the Warriorettes. And a focus on playing the best competition to get ready for January and February. Looks kind of like a game of spurts Friday night between Cookeville and Siegel. The Cavaliers come up 4 points shy, 68-64 the final score. Head coach Josh Hurd joins us on the high school playbook. Coach, a game where you were hot to start and then Siegel gets hot and you just come up a few points short at the end.
Yes, sir. I mean, it was a good battle. Good battle for us, you know, to stay into the ball game like we did in the first half with a good team like Siegel. You know, it's very promising for us. You know, like you said, you know, in the second half, that third quarter was a really bad quarter for us. The only quarter we got beat. And, you know, some of the shots weren't going in. And, you know, Siegel comes out and hits 5 threes in a row. And, you know, it makes it tough on a young team. But I'm proud of my guys for staying in there and sticking it in. Like you said, you know, we still had a chance to win that ball game in the fourth quarter.
Was there anything that you can point to in the third quarter or just one of those where they got hot and started hitting them?
Well, what we talked about after the game was, you know, when we face a team and they do catch, you know, do catch fire and start making shots, we can't get in a rush offensively. And that's what we did. You know, we had three or four possessions where we just came down and tried to jack up the first immediate three or try to penetrate when it wasn't time to penetrate. Just because they had made 2 threes. So that was a pivotal point for us, just playing a little out of control. And it cost us, you know, because every time we missed a shot, they came down and made shots, scoring 15 straight on threes. And then you give up layups, because they're running, you know, that was tough. And it started all on our offensive end by shooting bad shots. But, like I said, I'm glad that we play games like this early, because that's what I put them in for. You know, I want to play the Seagulls and the Murfreesboro teams early so we can get used to that competition and learn and grow from it. So, I know we did that last night, from the talks we had in the locker room after the game and from what the players were saying to each other. So, I mean, that was one of the biggest, probably the best moments of last night. And it was just amongst the team. It wasn't amongst the people that saw it in the crowd. It was just from what, you know, from God's mouth to our ears, you know, just told us.
Is that one thing with especially young guys of when that other team's rolling and you kind of get into the intensity of the game of coming back and playing the game the way you want it, not getting caught up in the way they want to play tempo?
Yes, it is. And, you know, we have, you know, it probably 60 to 70% of the time, you know, we have three freshmen out there playing in our lineup. Both seniors fouled out last night. So, I mean, we're, you know, that was the first time that we've played at, you know, that many minutes without a senior on the court. And you're throwing freshmen out there to play in a role that they've probably never seen before. But, you know, I like the way they handled it in the fourth quarter. You know, we just, you know, when Siegel changed their defense, and it's funny as it seems, the defense they put in the third quarter was the same defense that we normally play. I mean, it's our defense. We do that same defense. But it just kind of caught us off guard a little bit when they made the 5 threes and then they went to that matchup defense that we also play. We just didn't know how to handle it. We just didn't handle it well. And, you know, that is a tough thing for young players. You know, it's not like school where you have a pre-test and a practice test and all of that. You know, in basketball, you get the test first, you know, and that's just how we had to just run out and you know, handle it. So, I know we'll learn from it and we'll get better.
Cookeville head coach Josh Hurd. So to that point, how do you feel about these young freshmen? How are they coming along in your mind?
They're coming along great, absolutely great. You know, to be honest with you, to have, you know, two freshmen starting, and to have one who's coming off the bench first, and that is awesome. They're able to come in and compete at a level that you really can't tell that they're freshmen. You know, yes, they had some freshman mistakes last night, but all in all, their basketball skill set puts them up there the same caliber as some of these juniors and seniors. that we've been playing against. So I'm extremely happy. The one biggest factor that I am extremely happy about is our defense from those freshmen. You know, there are times where, you know, we have one freshman that may get lost here and there on our defensive schemes. But for the most part, you know, those guys are where they're supposed to be. They're taking charges. They're guarding the ball. You know, and that was something that I've always talked about when I took this job over, that I wanted to be better man-to-man and just stand in front of people. And you know, those freshmen are doing that. So I'm very pleased at their progress. I'm very pleased in the direction that we're going. And, you know, we're going to be a different team come district time, and that's what we play these hard games for.
People love offense, but golly, at its heart, basketball is still a defensive game.
Yes, it is, because you know you can't get the ball and do all the fun stuff until you get a stop.
That's right.
You know, that's what we would like to play. We like to get out and run through 3-point line, and you know, we got to get rebounds, we got to get stops. You know, so that's, to me, that's the best part about the game.
Finally, Coach, what do you want to try to get done here before the Christmas break in terms of the games that you have left?
Well, I tell you, I want us to play against teams that are looked at to be the best in the state. Next week, we play Alcoa and we play Knox Webb, and those are two very, very good teams. And we just added these two games for the 18th and 19th. And what I told the boys were, you know, we need to play these teams now so we can see how they play, so we can know how we have to play. And, you know, you can't do that in practice. You know, I can't make my, you know, the second five look like an all-state team. And I can't make my first five look like an all-state team without seeing what an all-state team looks like, you know. So the biggest thing I want us to learn is to understand the level of play you have to play every single possession, how you have to value the basketball every single possession when you're playing against somebody who's really good. And, you know, that is the biggest thing that I want us to understand. And last night, well, this whole week, to be honest with you, this whole week we've played against teams that Cookeville has probably never played against in a stretch before. You know, we came out here and played Cleveland. We played Station Camp, and now we played Siegel. You know, all in one week. And, you know, for us to be able to come out and do that and sustain all those games, we had a chance to win all three of those ball games. You know, and I know there's probably people that looked at that when they saw it on the schedule and said they don't have a prayer to win any of those games. You know, and taking a game against Siegel, you know, was a big leap forward. And against Station Camp, we were just tired. You know, I saw that. You know, I saw those young guys look like freshmen for the first time because they were tired and they didn't know how to, you know, sustain that energy level. And you know, we got beat on the boards. But then we come out on Friday, you know, with a day of rest in us and a day of practice, and we look great. You know, we just had one quarter where we just, you know, had a mix-up. But that is the type of progress that we're hoping to get and we're loving that we're seeing. Just kicking it forward every single game and every single play.
Coach, we appreciate your time.
Yes, sir.
Cookeville head coach Josh Hurd. Important win last night for DeKalb County as they get the victory over Watertown, 77-69. Head coach John Sanders joins us on the high school playbook. Important, Coach, because you haven't been able to play since November 24th. To come away with that kind of victory makes you proud of your team, I would think.
Yes, sir. We were very proud of them. You know, we had a pretty long week of practice. We got our whole team back on Wednesday, you know, so we really didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare and guys, you know, getting back in the swing of things. But I was really pleased with our effort last night defensively. We still turned the ball over quite a bit, but defensively I thought we did a pretty good job, and then we shot the ball well.
When you have that kind of layoff, what are the things that worry you most as a coach about that time away?
Well, you know, first, just, you know, your stamina, and I'm, you know, probably a little more prone to injury just because, you know, your muscles and all those ligaments and tendons, especially in ankles, people with, like, ankle issues, you know, they're not moving them, not working on them as much. So you worry about injuries and fatigue, but then, you know, after that, you know, just little fine skills like your shooting and you know, dribbling and passing, things like that.
Did you play as in sync as you would expect after that kind of layoff, or maybe even better?
Yeah, I thought we played better, you know, which we made a real big effort, you know, this past week to try to play a little more of the team, share the basketball, and limit, you know, cut down on our turnovers. Defensively, I thought we would do about like we did. You know, we were pretty prepared defensively, but offensively, I was really pleased to see us come out and play the way we did last night.
What do you say about Jordan Young's performance Friday night?
Man, he made a lot of plays for us last night. And we decided to kind of put him in a spot where he could do that. You know, we knew they were going to press. And Watertown does a really good job of trying to create an up-tempo game. And, you know, so we knew we needed to have a playmaker in that spot. He made a lot of plays for us, did some really good things offensively, and then you know, he took a big charge in the fourth quarter. So I mean, he did a lot of good things on both ends of the ball last night.
Multiple guys in double figures. Is that kind of the approach that you want night in, night out?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we definitely, you know, I think, you know, those guys that were our top three scorers, you know, those were the three that we expected coming into the season to sort of lead us. And then everybody else did about what, you know, what we need out of them. You know, I thought last night our team did a good job of everybody kind of settling into their role. And we talked a little bit more about that this week. And, you know, we've played four games, so they've had a little bit of time to figure that out and settle into that. But then, you know, again, with a two-week layoff, you just don't know how much you just don't know what you're going to get sometimes out of high school kids, night in, night out, let alone after 2 weeks off. So,
head coach John Sanders with us as DeKalb County gets the win. There's no playbook for any of this and how the season is unfolding. What are you trying to do to kind of keep things in any level of normalcy that you're able to do?
Yeah, so we just, you know, we do a lot of the same drills every day. We try to distance as much as you can in a basketball practice and try to keep our JV and varsity separated and things like that. You know, it's definitely, it's not easy. And, you know, there's times where we probably don't do a great job of it, but, you know, we try to get a lot of shots up and, work on our 5-on-5 quite a bit, just because, you know, we never know, when we're going to get shut down again, you know. And we tell our guys, like, you know, we're not going to make excuses, just simply because everybody, you know, in the world having to deal with this. So, you know, let's just be thankful we're getting to play when we're getting to play, and play as hard as we can, control the things we can control, like your effort, and the rest will take care of itself.
How much is on these young men that in the times when things happen, like the 2 weeks, that they have to do work on their own to stay, especially, I guess, in the conditioning area?
Yeah, you know, they've got to, you know, and we told them, you know, look, you're going to have to get out and be as active as you can, you know, and you know, when the weather's nice, and, you know, as long as you don't have COVID and you don't have major symptoms, which we had, I think we had about 6 or 7 cases, and a couple of those were varsity guys. So, you know, it affected them. I could tell when they came back to practice. You know, it affected them a little bit. You know, luckily, their symptoms were pretty mild, but they still had, anytime you get that, you know, it's going to affect you a little bit.
Anytime you're sick, you just know how you feel when you come back from that.
That's exactly right.
What's ahead this week for your basketball team?
Well, we got Upperman on Tuesday, and that originally was a game that was scheduled in February, but with cancellations, you know, we thought it might be best to try to squeeze in some district games when we can. And then that'll, you know, free up some days later on in the season to either reschedule games or, you know, take a break if we need to.
So we've got them Tuesday, and that's at Upperman, normal start time, and then we're playing at Livingston next Friday, and that's a rescheduled game from this past Tuesday. So, and that's a normal start time as well.
So don't write in your calendar in ink this year if you're following your favorite basketball team. Pencil is needed.
Pencil is needed for sure. If you write with ink, you better have some wine out.
There you go. 77-69, DeKalb County wins over Watertown Friday night. Head coach John Sanders, thanks for the time, Coach.
Hey, thank you, Larry.
Let's turn to York Institute Coach Michael Green. Coach, a tough Friday night for your basketball team. How did you grade what you saw?
Defensively, the first half we did fairly well. Offensively, had a few quick shots, a few possessions we struggled on. Second half, we just came out started off badly. The third quarter with a couple turnovers, a couple forced shots, and Upperman. You know, when we did that, they ran out on us and got some easy transition points. And we had a couple fouls, and it kind of, we just never could catch back up after that. We turned the ball over way too much in the end of the third quarter.
I know that, you know, in this season, every game is important from the standpoint of development. Are you seeing that development game to game for your Lady Dragons?
It's hard to get in the rhythm. We went 2 weeks without a game until we played Cannon County Tuesday night, and then we turned around and had Upperman last night. We're supposed to play today and had to cancel for the COVID. It's with practice, you know, we're going long spans of just practice, and then, you know, you're turning around and you've got a game, and, you know, we play Monday and Tuesday next week back-to-back. Defensively, I thought we showed some improvement there the first half, and really the second half our defense wasn't too bad until we had to start running out, trying to make something happen, trying to get the ball back. Really just the transition from us turning the ball over and taking some quick shots was the main thing that hurt us against Alfred.
Can you explain why the games are important to mix in with the practices? I'm assuming that it has to do with, you know, you work on something and then you see it in a game, and then you're able to come back and maybe work on it some more, tweak it, those sorts of things.
Yeah, when you're going in practice, you know, you go practice for a week, 2 weeks straight without a game. You really don't, you know, your second five that you're going against in practice is not the caliber of, you know, an Upperman's five, a Macon's five, Livingston five, you know, whoever it may be. So it might look good, whatever you're working on in practice might look good there, but once you get in a game, it may be like, well, this is awful. So that's why it's important to get real, you know, real game time in and just experience for the players, being in front of fans and, you know, just that game type situations and all that. That's why it's important to get actual games in.
And there's really not anything you can do to simulate that.
No, you can't. I mean, unless, you know, other than, you know, nothing you can do. You can bring in, you know, you can bring in outsiders to play against. Of course, with the, you know, with the COVID the way it is now, we don't do that. So we're trying to make the best of the situation and really just being thankful for all the games that we get to play. And, because we could easily get shut down at any time. So, you know, win or lose, we're glad to be out there right now.
Michael Green with York Institute. To that point, is it important for you as a coach and your coaching staff to kind of keep your young players on that agenda of not getting frustrated by the changes, and we were going to play today, but now we're not going to play, or we're going to play, but we're going to play somebody else that we didn't expect to play?
Yeah, you know, I tell them every day, I remind them, you know, we got to be thankful, you know, whatever happens, if, you know, with the ticket situation, you know, some games, you know, we're you know, how are we splitting the tickets up? We're only getting two, whatever that may be. I'm like, listen, you know, we're not worried about that. We're focused on playing, and we're glad to be playing. And, you know, if they tell us nobody can come, that's fine. But we need to really, you know, be thankful and enjoy these games that we're getting, because you never know when we're going to get shut down. And, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen. But now's the time to really be just be thankful that you're getting to play and play every game like it's your last, because it could be.
Who are a couple of the young players that you've been interested to watch during the course of these early games?
We've got a couple sophomores that get a lot of playing time. Gabby Beatty and LLFU. Gabby had a big first half last night, and I didn't do a good job of getting her the ball enough the second half. Ellie, she had a pretty big season last year. We've trying to get her going this year. We don't have freshman wise. We don't have any freshmen right now that are getting any court minutes. We have a new player, Lacey Patton. She's a junior. She didn't play at all last year. Those three, as far as looking to see development wise, I've been interested to see how they're gonna perform. And then our other junior, we've only got two juniors, Sage Smith. She has actually, she's played pretty solid. She's improved a lot from last year. And then we've got, of course, our seniors. We don't have any. We've got two that play. Actually, have one on quarantine right now. So you're trying to see without the camps. We didn't have camps. We didn't get a scrimmage. It's basically like, these first four or five games are kind of like summertime team camp stuff. You're trying to figure out, who your best five are. They're trying to get experience, and you're just hoping for improvement each game and each practice from them.
What did you ask Gabby to work on in the off season?
I wanted to get Gabby to, we had her out on the perimeter, a little bit way too much last year, just because we had a lack of shooters. I wanted her inside game, needed her to get a little quicker, wanted her to be able to take people off the dribble. She did a pretty solid job of that last night in the first half. We got away from it in the second half, turning the ball over and just kind of just got way out of sync. But she's gotten quicker, and she's done a much better job of being able to take somebody one-on-one.
Going to be a busy week for the York Institute Dragons as we near the Christmas holidays, but a lot to get done before then. Head Coach Michael Green of the Dragons, thank you for joining us, Coach. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Larry.
York falls to Upperman last night, 54-38, the final score. Let's talk some White County basketball as the high school playbook continues. Head Coach Michael Dodgen joins us. White County with a win over Science Hill, 80-42 last night. Coach, this was a very tight game at half, but you guys, what'd you say at halftime?
we didn't really say. We just talked about some things that we need to do better, and we made some shots. And anytime you make some shots, that makes everything seem to be a lot easier. It was a good road win for us, especially coming all the way to Johnson City to play, and to play on Science Hill's home floor, which they'll be in the sub-state in Class AAA every year. They're in it every year almost. And of course, they were a state tournament team last year for Class AAA. So, it's a very tradition-rich program, and it was a good way for us to come on the road and get a very nice road win.
To that point, how did this game come about?
Well, they do a event up here every year called the Round Ball at the Hall. And last year, Science Hill came up, and I talked to Coach Buck, and he raved about how great the event was with the teams that they played. And we reached out last year, I guess it was in February, and got ourselves in it. And then, of course, with COVID going on, we were kind of hit or miss week by week. And then, finally they just said, hey, guys, we're going to do it. And if you can make it, we'll make it. And obviously we came up last night and played, and then we play again today against Volunteer High School.
Do you have to do special things as it relates to COVID to go on the road like this?
We're doing a lot of temperature checks.
You're becoming an expert, huh?
We are becoming an expert. We're doing temperature checks. We're social distancing on our ride and just doing the best that we can do. And and everybody knows. I mean, it's just a different time. We're all in a different time right now. And I think the scary part is everybody's shutting things down. But the positive is, I think you've got a lot of coaches and a lot of schools that are doing a really good job of keeping their kids in check, keeping their kids healthy, and doing the little things to keep their teams playing. And me personally, I think that goes overshadowed way too much. Besides, everybody just want to talk about how bad it is. I think we got to start using the positives too, because you got a lot of coaches and a lot of principals and athletic directors that are also doing the right things to help their athletes.
They are, and let's take it one step further. You also have, in your case, a lot of young ladies that are working very hard to try to make sure they get the chance to play.
They are, and they're sacrificing a lot. I mean, some of them, you know, some school systems are sacrificing kids being in class learning. You know, they're letting them learn remote. Our kids are sacrificing, you know, hey, you may not get to go hang out with friends or whatever so we can continue to play basketball. So, I mean, you've got to make sacrifices to do this. And I think, you know, all we ever hear about are the negatives. I mean, from day one, that's all everybody's heard about is the negatives. And I think, you know, as coaches, I think we got to continue to stress the positives, because there are a lot of positives going on. I think I read somewhere last night that 121 high school basketball games were played in the state of Tennessee last night. No one talks about that. Everybody wants to talk about Knox County or Hamilton County or whoever shutting down sports, because that's a lead story. Nobody wants to talk about the good that's going on.
Well said. When you look at your basketball team, Michael Dodgen, at this point in the season, what are the things that still keep you up at night?
Besides COVID?
Besides COVID, yeah. To take that out for just a second.
Just us being able to finish at high levels. I mean, we've still got some little things, like our free throw shooting has not been very good. And when you get in a tight basketball game, you need to be making about 80% of your free throws. We've missed some easy layups. You know, it's just little things like that that can take you from being a really good team to a really great team. And this team's got a chance to be really, really good. And, you know, they're coming together. We got a lot of experience. And they're just a fun team to be around. And we just got to continue to be that way.
Is it hard to get this age group to focus on something like free throws?
Yeah, because they're not flashy.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see anybody on ESPN or anything like that practicing a free throw. That's just not, you know, it's a lost art almost now, from when it was, you know, 20 years ago. So, you know, it's just repetition and focus and staying strong with it.
And the key to it is free, which is
Absolutely.
What it's supposed
That's
to
100%.
Be.
That's 100% correct.
Offensively, defensively, where are you ahead of maybe where you thought you'd be?
I think we're ahead offensively right now. And a lot of it is because we're so deep. And we've got, I had seven kids returning that played significant minutes for us last year. So, you know, I think that's where we're at ahead of time more. And defensively, we're doing a really good job, but we've still got things that we can work on.
When you are deep like that, you need everybody to kind of fit into a role. Has this team done that?
So far, so good. I mean, we've started a new point guard for the first time in 3 years. You know, very fortunate that I had Kendria Reeves, you know, for 3 years for us as a three-year starter. And now we've got Addison Frazier, who's kind of waiting her turn as a point guard. And she, you know, last night, I think she had 11 points, 8 assists, and no turnovers.
Wow.
I mean, that's a great stat line for a point guard. And Sia Till didn't guard her early. And, you know, she scored 11 points in the first – well, no, I'm sorry. She had 8 points at halftime and then scored 3 after the half. So she did her job last night.
It'll be White County and Volunteer today in girls action across the Upper Cumberland. Last night, 80-42, the Lady Warriors win over Science Hill. Head Coach Michael Dodgen, we appreciate you, Coach.
Hey, no problem. We appreciate you guys.
Upperman Lady Bees get back on the court Friday night. They get a win over York Institute, 54-38. Head Coach Dana McWilliams joins us on the High School Playbook. I'm sure for you, good to be back on the court seeing your ladies compete.
Yes, it was. You know, we've had several games canceled in the past couple of weeks, so it's almost 2 weeks since our last game, so we were really excited to get the opportunity to compete again.
Were they sharp?
No. Actually, no. We were a little sluggish, struggled a little bit. Just been, you know, a strange time, and you know, that's the same for everybody, though. No excuses on our part there. We just a little bit sluggish coming out, and, it took us a little time to adjust. So hopefully today we'll be a little better.
Does defense or offense suffer more when you are not able to play?
Honestly, I think it's both. I think, you know, defensively, we've been a really strong team this year. And we did okay last night. I think maybe our focus wasn't as strong as it normally is. And I think that's from having that time off. But, you know, I think both ends kind of struggle. I don't think one more than the other.
And this is a difficult time for focus anyway. In a normal year, the focus might be on the holidays or that sort of thing, but now you've got the whole COVID part to add to that equation.
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot, and we told them there's just going to be tons of different scenarios this year, and the teams that are going to handle that mentally, you know, are probably going to be the teams that are going to survive in the end. It's tough. It's tough on the coaches. It's tough on the players. Tough on the fans. I mean, just day to day, you don't know if you're going to play, and actually, sometimes you don't know who you're going to play. It's just a different time, but we're very thankful that we're getting the opportunity to play at all.
Reagan with 19 Friday night, Tori Brooks with 11. How has Tori's game changed as she has grown up in the system?
Well, Tori, you know, I'm super proud of her as a player. She's a kid that keeps getting better and better, and she does so much for our team. Everybody knows she's a great shooter, but she's a very good defender. She's one of the smartest players I have. I've told them that Tori would play on any team that I've ever coached. She's just got something about her as a coach. You want her on the floor. You know she's going to make the right decision, the right play. She's going to be where she needs to be, It's also nice that she's a fantastic shooter.
In the time that you've coached, there are just those players like that. It's an innate thing, isn't it?
It is. You know, she does some things defensively that I can't take credit for. You know, it's something that she just has a knack to know how to defend and where people are on the floor. And she just, you know, she does a lot of the little things. She's definitely easy to coach, and she's somebody that you want on the floor as much as possible.
Dana McWilliams, what's the challenge of playing back-to-back nights for a high school team?
Well, you know, for us, just having the 2 weeks off playing back-to-back, maybe just a little bit of fatigue tonight. But, you know, normally it's just trying to get yourself prepared, get your scout for your team so they're ready. You know, we definitely try to have a good scout for them and the other team each time we play. So when it's a quick turnaround like this, that's challenging for some teams. And, you know, usually like a year like this year, we're a little bit more fortunate because we have older kids, and it seems to be a little bit easier when you have older kids who had to make the adjustment. Cause you know, when you play in tournament time, that's the whole tournament, you know, quick turnaround, and you got to be ready, and you got to make sure you're mentally into it.
And it also comes back, I guess, too, to making sure that you're focused on the things that you want to do to be successful, which is an important part of this first part of the year.
Yeah, for sure. I told them even more so this year than any year, we're really going to have to focus on being good at what we do and what we're going to do, because, you know, each night it could change who you're playing. I mean, we've changed, you know, quickly the opponent just in order to get a game. So you're preparing for one team, and then the next day you're playing a different team. So, you know, for us this year, probably more than ever, it's going to be important to make sure you are definitely sharp on what you do as a team.
What do you want to try to get done? I know coaches a lot of times look at it in quarters, but you've got the Christmas break coming up. What do you want to get done before then?
Well, I mean, the Christmas break is right around the corner. Just for us, I mean, nothing in particular as far as that. We're just trying to get better each day and trying to make sure that, you know, our team chemistry is really good this year, and we're excited about that. We hope we can keep it that way. And, you know, this team, they play really well together. They understand each other's strengths and even their weaknesses, and we play really well with that. So we're just trying to, you know, we'll try to build on that and keep our depth on our team where it is and try to stay healthy, honestly.
Yeah. Are you seeing the improvement, again, not just game to game, but also practice to practice?
Well, I think so. You know, the last couple of weeks practices, you know, when you're used, you're in game mode and you're having to practice two solid weeks, sometimes practices get a little tough. I mean, honestly, they get tough for the player, tough for the coach, just to be in, you know, you're usually practicing for that game and you're excited about that game. And when the games keep getting canceled and then you have to practice instead of the game, it makes it tough. It's challenging.
They want to play, right?
Yes, we all want to play.
That's right. There you go. Upperman the win over York Institute, 54-38, taking on Oakland tonight. Coach, we appreciate you as always.
All right, thanks a lot.
Van Buren County grabs the win over Marion County, 75-51 Friday night. Head coach Tyler Sapp joins us on the high school playbook as we talk a little round ball around the Upper Cumberland. Coach, feel good about how your team played Friday night?
We started the game really strong, and then we kind of had a little wore down in the second quarter, and then come out strong in the third quarter and was able to put it away, and that was good.
How long had you been without playing?
We played Tuesday night, but before that we didn't practice or play for 2 weeks, the week of Thanksgiving and the first week of December, because we had so many teachers out sick, so we had to go virtual.
Is conditioning the biggest concern in that kind of situation?
Yeah, conditioning, and also just, you tell them to go shoot and stuff at home, but you don't know how much they're doing and that kind of stuff. And the conditioning and shooting, because, once you get tired, your legs get tired and you're not shooting the way you need to be. And then, because the game Tuesday night we played was rough offensively for us. The first half, we were missing shots everywhere. So that's the biggest thing, getting back in that shooting rhythm and then getting your legs back underneath you.
And that's one of those situations where, if your defense is maybe struggling or they're doing something that you try to adjust to, but if you're just not shooting it well, that's a hard in-game adjustment, isn't it?
Oh yeah. We were – Tuesday night, in the first half, we were 8-29 on layups or on two-point shots. Most of them were layups because we were pressing and getting turnovers. We just weren't converting where we hadn't been doing it.
Multiple players in double figures last night, led by Emily Allen with 21. What did she do well?
She lets the game come to her. We put her in the pick and roll situation a little bit there last night, with their big girl, and she got open and she made 5 threes. So that for sure helps when you can hit 5 threes in one night.
Is she what you would call a natural shooter?
Yeah, she's got a good looking shot, got high arc on it. It's always got a chance to go when she's got time and when she's open.
Emma Scoggins had 19. What did you ask her to work on in the off season?
Keep getting better at shooting and decision making for her. Decision making is a big kind of deal for her. Because her first year, she had some help, scoring, and in her second and third year, she kind of, for her sophomore year for sure was kind of, we were very young and she kind of had to take a lot of shots, and then we're not like that now. So it's just constantly reminding her that she needs to be trying to get her teammates involved and seeing the floor, because we've got 5 girls on the floor that can score the basketball now when that wasn't the case 2 years ago.
So you want her to get them involved, but if the good shot is there for her, take it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I tell them all that. I tell them all they're most open when they catch the basketball, to shoot it or attack it. So because by the time you sit there and wait, the defense has had time to react. We want to make the defense react to us and not wait on what the defense is going to do.
You love pressure defense and really attacking that other team. Where are you kind of in where you want to be defensively right now?
I think we're okay. We're trying a lot of different stuff out. We're working on a few different presses right now, and working on man and working on zones. We like to throw a lot at you. Sometimes it don't look good, because we're working on stuff, but we like to be able to play a lot of defenses and be able to give you a lot of different looks from quarter to quarter.
That's one of the things that fans sometimes forget, especially in these early games, is you're trying to use these, experiment's not the right word, but you want to try things that might work for you later in the season.
Yes. You want to see what works well for you now and what you can do to, because everybody's got that team on their schedule that, like, hey, what do we got to do to beat this team? So we worked on it against other teams, so maybe we can try to perfect it and that kind of thing. Because once again, and I say this every time we talk almost, but I've got 11 girls. So, we can play 5-on-5, but by the time I split them up to where it's even, we don't have that competition level that we're going to play when we're going against, when my five's going against the other team's best five. So we try to work on things as best we can and try to tweak things and do what we need to do in the game too. So
let's talk about the mental part before we close here, Coach, and just keeping the young ladies involved and mentally sharp when, honestly, you don't know kind of day to day if you're going to play, who you're going to play, those sorts of things. How do you try to do that?
Best we can. I try to get, I know we, like that game we had Tuesday, like we knew we were supposed to play, I don't remember who we were supposed to play. We were supposed to play Selk Creek and they weren't able to play. So we got Silverdale's game lined up on Monday at 1:00 to play them on Tuesday. So that's a very quick turnaround time to play a team that wasn't on your schedule, that we've not scouted, nothing. So, I had to try to find film and scout it in a very short amount of time. So that's stuff that I've got to do. And then go to practice and relay that information to them. So it's just a grind right now to trying to figure out who we're playing, what we're going to do, and what we need to do to stop them. And then, I tell them too, every time we're at practice or we're lucky enough to get a game that, hey, don't take it for granted. It's maybe the last one we play. You never know.
Yeah. Just play it and enjoy it.
Yeah. Enjoy it. Yeah.
Tyler Sapp.
Especially for my three seniors.
So. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. As we saw last year, you just don't know when the decision will come and they say, this is it. We're not playing anymore.
So. Yeah.
Tyler Sapp, head coach at Van Buren County, as they get to some work in here before the holiday break. Coach, we appreciate your visit.
Thank you for having me.